You're tuned to The Weekend, a public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. And joining us on The Weekend today are Robert Bolden and Linda Thomas. And they're here to talk about something very special that's going to be happening Labor Day weekend. And we're going to cue you in a little bit more about that. But first, we'd like to welcome Linda and Robert. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lord, for having us.
And Robert, of course, it's a homecoming for you because you're an alum of UTEP and yes. You used to work here at the radio station as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have been involved in this ever since you were here as a student. The fact that you were involved with one of the gospel music festivals they had here on campus. But you all are working now with Associates Entertainment Group, and this is something that you're working with soldiers. And Linda, as you mentioned, you are a military brat.
Yes, I am.
And Robert, you were in the military yourself.
Retiree.
And so you can tell us a little bit about some of the things that you all are trying to get across to the soldiers and to the families, because no one knows what it's like to be the spouse or the children of someone who's been deployed or the soldier who's been deployed. And they're out there. Yes, they have their buddies with them, but at the same time, they're away from home. And sometimes you need somebody else besides your buddies or besides your, other friends. And this is something that you all started, that you want to talk and you want to promote about gospel music. And the gospel mix is coming, as I mentioned, September 4th, 2016. Let's talk a little bit about what gospel music is, because there are so many variations now. We hear that, during the Civil War, there were the Negro spirituals. There are traditional hymns like Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art. We know, those of us who have studied black history and the Civil War, the fact that a lot of these slaves, what kept them going was that music, and that's what gave them inner strength. And so later on, we had the Jesus movement, the Great Awakening, the Jesus movement again, and then we have contemporary Christian music, Christian rock music. But what you all are talking about is gospel music. So if you wouldn't mind explaining to some of our listeners, because Linda, as you so kindly mentioned, the only gospel music show is heard here on KTEP, and it has for many years. So when people hear the word gospel or gospel music, those words, what comes to their mind and what are the stereotypes that we need to get rid of?
When you speak of gospel, you think of being closer to the Lord. You think of encouragement. You think of uplifting. You think of things that get you closer to God. I know for me personally, gospel music just reaches down into your soul. And it actually lets you know that the Lord is with you in many ways, because a lot of the gospel music, if you're not singing to the Lord, you're singing to the people about the Lord. And of course, we all grew up with gospel roots. Where we separate ourselves is when we grow up and we think, okay, I'm grown now, I don't have to go to church. But then after a few years of not going to church, you think, wait a minute, something's missing in my life. And we all sort of kind of move back to our roots and go back to the church. Gospel music is a traditional type of music that, like you said, brought us over, brought us through. And it is all about God. It is all about Jesus. If not for him, none of us will be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him. So, and that's what the Bible says. I'm not saying that. That's not my words. But what we want to do is basically let people know that, okay, you may not be in your hometown. If you're a soldier and you're away from home, you went to church and you belong to somebody's church most of your life. And so we want to kind of bring that grassroots back. we want to bring it to this area so that you have some place to go to enjoy the gospel. And the gospel does not have to be something somber. It doesn't have to be something you think of, okay, I've got to put on my good clothes. I've got to say, the Bible says, come as you are. And we want people to know that you can come together and enjoy good quality entertainment in the form of gospel without having to worry about what you look like, who you are. If we all come together to do things like this brand new gospel mix, which reaches out to everyone, not just any denomination, but to everyone, we can have a good time in the Lord, promote gospel, and give people a place to go to relate back to where they came from.
I totally agree. When I hear the word gospel, the thing that comes to my mind is good news, the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is good news because, as the Bible says, that he came for the destitute, for the disenfranchised, for the downtrodden. And so that's what this gospel mix is about. There are a lot of soldiers. I work with them every day that they are feel away from home. They do feel disenfranchised. They do feel downtrodden. Some of them might even be depressed. And if they go to the chaplain, you know, it's got to be reported. If they go to behavioral health, it has to be reported. Now, there are a lot of churches across El Paso that are doing some wonderful things for their congregations. But a lot of these soldiers, they wouldn't even wander into one of those churches. And a lot of stuff is happening with these soldiers that normally don't get reported. And not just the soldiers. There are young people throughout El Paso. There are young people throughout El Paso that could really use this good news through songs, through music. Gospel, usually when we think of gospel, we think of traditional. But I think it encompasses nowadays, if it's inspirational, it can
forms.
Be contemporary,
yes,
or rock.
Forms of God.
If it's if that message in those lyrics got the good news of Christ, that there is hope for the future.
Right.
You know, yes, things may not be going well on a certain given day at a certain given time, but life can get better. It's not the end. It doesn't have to be the end. If it's someone that's thinking about suicide, if someone is trying to. Some young girl trying to figure out whether they have a babe out of wedlock, be indulging sex for the first time. It's those kind of lyrics and messages that can help guide them, and that's what we want to bring to the public. We speak a lot about the military because I am prior military, and I've seen it up firsthand, and then I work with them every day. One of the things that you mentioned, that when I was doing the gospel explosion here at UTEP, how a lot of people were coming in there. I remember one time we had it here, and they had a football game at the same time, and everybody that was involved was kind of worried because parking was scarce. I mean, scarce. But the football game turned out just in time for a lot of people from the football game to stop by McGoffrin Auditorium. And when one guy came in, and he went up for prayer, and they said, but he was sincere. They said he smelled like booze. He'd been drinking beer, but he was sincere. You know, I would like to think that he hasn't drank alcohol again, but I don't know this. But, you know, we had pastors there that were available to pray with them. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And, of course, yes, I graduated and moved on.
And one of the things that you mentioned about, you know, it has to be documented, it has to be reported, and perhaps that is something that is holding some people back because they don't want it on their record. They don't want it known because sometimes, as humans, we tend to be not very open sometimes, right. Because we don't want other people to know. We don't want what somebody else going to think. And so sometimes I would imagine you've dealt with them, that these soldiers will go on troubled and suffering because they don't want it documented. They don't want it to affect their career.
You are absolutely right. And actually, the way it's set up right now, it will not negatively affect their career. But that's the perception. You know how it used to be when someone found out they had cancer? It's similar to that. It used to be hush, hush, hush. But now when someone does find out, they want to find out as soon as possible because there's treatment for it. Now you find it in time, they can treat it, and people can live happily ever after for extended period of time. And so a lot of these, particularly the young soldiers, again, going to the civilians, we all have stuff that plague us from our backgrounds. And and the thing is if we can hear messages, some of us hear them at an early age, and some of us didn't. But if we can hear those type messages, hey, you can deal with it. They can go on and live very productive lives.
Gospel music is food for the soul.
Food for the soul.
And who doesn't like soul food, right?
Yeah. Either way, right?
Either way, yeah. One of the things that you talked about, troubled soldiers and suicide rate, and what recently happened in Dallas, it turns out that the sniper was a former soldier. And when President Obama addressed the eulogy, he quoted scripture and saying that, suffering brings perseverance, and perseverance develops character. And so for people who may not be aware of where does it say that or what does that happen, and it just goes to show, I guess, that, you know, there are a lot of racial tensions in our country right now. And it's what some other person considered it, that awful cancer that is spreading, and somebody has to do something about it. And so different people are doing different things, whether it be scripture, music, consolation, perhaps, you know, somebody to talk to, somebody who can talk with me. If they listen to a song or they go to church and somebody reaches out to them and they say, you know, you're not alone.
That is what this mixers, these gospel mixers, are all about. We have a structure, and Linda came up with this idea. It was just brilliant idea. Is every quarter, just where musicians, entertainers, singers, whatever
praise dancers, whatever gift
you have, mm-hmm. we can meet together and collaborate. And that way you can bond with someone outside of the normal circles you run, normally run in. And that way develop someone else you can maybe start talking with and start breaking down those barriers of not being able to talk to people. Because the way I said, the only reason God allowed me to experience anything that I consider negative is so I can help somebody else through that.
Yes. Well, you know, the main focus is about promoting love. Love is key. And gospel is about promoting the love that Jesus showed to all of us. The gospel mix was intended to be a praise party. So we're going to come together and actually promote love with the ultimate praise party. So the gospel mix is designed for local people to come together. We've asked businesses to come in and give prizes throughout the night. So the ultimate thing we're going to do with this is give back to the community. Each time we have a production of the gospel mix, we are going to, it's going to benefit a local charity in the city of Fort Bliss in El Paso and the surrounding city. So each time we'll select a charity. We have 4 gospel mixes coming up. There's one every 3 months, and the first one beginning September the 4th. So this is just our way of praising the Lord through talent ministries and giving people an opportunity to share with others.
People love music, but some people may be a little bit hesitant, saying, well, I'm not really wanting to go to church, as you mentioned, but what you all have been explaining, and also I want to want you all to clear up a stereotype here, because a lot of times people think, well, gospel music, and it's usually stereotypical of African-American people. But as we know, a lot of well-to-do country singers, rock singers got their start in gospel. Willie Nelson, Elvis Presley, who was considered the king of rock and roll, the only award he ever won for his music was for his gospel music, not for rock and roll. And Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard got their start in the church.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, of course, that's why we call it the gospel mix. It's going to be a mix of any type of gospel ministry that you have that you would like to share. So what we want to do is let people know that there are other forms of talent ministries that can come together to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to make it fun. This is an outreach ministry. So there will be a lot of pastors from different churches that will attend this event. And you may have the opportunity to talk to somebody who can help you with whatever problems you may be going through, if you're having problems, or just come and praise the Lord. And because we're bringing so many different styles of gospel music ministries together, something is going to reach you to where you're going to want to come back and continue to come back because you have so much fun. We ask the businesses to help us promote this by giving the prizes away. I think people will enjoy just the fact of coming together and praising, and not traditional, where you have to sit down and just sit down for 2 hours in church. You can't say anything. You can get involved with the gospel mix. So we're going to have different games and activities, and not really games, but things for you to do. A lot of Bible trivia to win prizes.
And I see you're going to have a fashion show as well.
We're going to have a fashion showcase for, and we did that with the Gospel Music Appreciation Awards that we put on in Fort Bliss. It was so much fun, you know, just not your traditional, but the ladies of the church went to Macy's and got their hats and their suits, and the gentlemen with their suits and ties. And we just had a lot of fun, and we want to continue the fun of promoting gospel by coming together and having fun activities.
You know, you mentioned hats, and Robert, I was going to look at you and say, well, if you've, and I'm sure you have noticed that people are, men especially, are starting to wear hats again like they did during the 1940s and 50s,
yes,
fedoras and suits. And it's just not something that you wear just on Sunday anymore. People, and especially in the Southwest, it's so hot, you need a hat.
Yes.
So tell us about, because you mentioned something about, you know, we've all had our grandmas, our grandpas, or somebody who always sang to us, no matter what, whether it be in Spanish and Chinese, whatever language. But there was always a grandma there, and there was always a voice there. Can you all share with us perhaps a memory that you have of perhaps your grandma or your grandpa or your grandma playing guitar? I know that, you know, my mom used to sing a lot, and my grandpa played guitar, but, you know, it just something that comes up.
Well, for me, for my family, we went to church. There was not an option. You had to get up, you got your good clothes on, and you went to church. As children, we don't understand why we were going. Later on in life, of course, you rear a child as they should go, and when they grow up, they won't depart from it. But we were going because after church, we always got to stop at Dairy Queen and got ice cream. So that was associated with fun for us, because we knew after church, if we were good, we went and got ice cream every Sunday at Dairy Queen. So there are some things that you remember that made you want to go, or maybe your Sunday school class gave candy away or something, but it got you there. It was fun. It was something that you remember, even if you don't know why, but it taught you. It taught you that good I guess, what am I trying to say? It was instilled in us.
Yes.
That it was something good.
It was something good. It was positive. Yes. And everybody hugged each other. They loved on you. Even though the mothers would tell you, sit down and stop fidgeting. You learned to be respectful. You learned to honor your elders. And you learned, most of all, how to share with others.
And something that you were alluding to earlier, Linda, of when, like, you being a military brat and then you being retired military, Robert, the fact that a lot of these young people, young men and women who are here with or without their families may all of a sudden feel homesick. Yes. But if they come to something like this and someone strikes a chord that, no pun intended, that all of a sudden is like, oh, that reminds me of home. And that reminds me of this. That reminds me of this. And all of a sudden, that rekindles some fire.
But that's where the depression can set in, too, because they also have those periods over there to see them getting up, trying to go to church and start hassling them.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
They
feel like a fish out of water, for lack of a better word, that they feel uncomfortable. They might even go through their mind that, well, I have nobody there now to make me go to church so I can do like I want to do. And before they know it, they start sampling not going. And before they know it, they start and don't know why.
And I think there are a lot of people that aren't aware that there's a huge population people who enjoy gospel music.
And again, not just
like
military.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that when I was doing the gospel explosion for Black History Month here at UTEP, that amazed me were how many people that do love gospel of different nationality, different ethnic origins. When you do the fundraisers here at UTEP, I think the best of gospel do pretty good, and it's not just coming from the blacks, but from a number of different people. I remember I did a fundraiser for the rescue mission once over at Chapin High School, and I had brought a young lady from Alabama here, a recording artist, and kind of she had a CD out and stuff. I knew her sister here. And I was amazed of how many people were in there from different ethnic groups. One young man from Oneida, he and his dad were here, and he said that he loves gospel music. He said he wakes up early in the morning on Sunday to listen to the program at UTEP, you know. And I was amazed with that. I remember I went, this was a good one. One of the church had brought Kirk Franklin down to the Abraham Chavez Center. Mm-hmm. And in there, it was just amazing how many different ethnic groups were in there and were having a really good time. But that was a one rare occasion. See, it's events like that that these young people need to be exposed to, have the opportunity to take part of.
So talking about the talent that you all are hoping to attract to this, have you all decided or do you know yet as far as, are there going to be auditions, or how do you determine who gets selected? Because, you could have a lot of people all of a sudden.
Yes. And that's what we want a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, the gospel
you can have four, as you mentioned.
It's like an outreach. So we are not doing auditions. If you sing gospel, or if you have a song in your heart, or if you play an instrument and you don't get to play it Sunday morning at your church, or if you praise dance and nobody knows that's in you, you can come to the Gospel Mix. It's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's located at 6650 Gateway Boulevard. And so you can come in, sign up at the door, and be on the Gospel Mix. You can be a part of the Gospel Mix. So there are no restrictions. You can dress as casually as you like or as formal as you like. We're just all coming together to uplift the name of Jesus through gospel.
Well, thank you so much. Is there a phone number that people can call to find out more information about the Gospel Mix? Or do you have a website?
Absolutely. I have both to share with you. The phone number that they can call for more information or details would be 972-302-6240. 5'3". And if they... Oh, another thing, like I say, we're giving back to the community with each one of these events. We didn't want them to be expensive so that would hold you back from coming. So it's very inexpensive. It's $15 at the door for you to participate in the just to come and enjoy. It's $15 for those who would like to attend. If you don't have $15, bring $10 and bring 3 canned goods. What you're going to do, you're going to be helping somebody else with the canned goods, and then you're going to get a chance to enjoy yourself but with the $10. So we've made it very, very affordable for anybody to come and enjoy. But with all the canned goods, it doesn't necessarily have to be canned goods. You can bring a bag of chips. You can bring a package of cookies. As long as they're unopened, we're going to be able to give all of these items to necessary food banks in the area.
Non-perishable items.
As long as they're unopened. Because I know if you keep a bag of cookies too long, it might perish.
Yeah.
But we're going to give these items away immediately. There are local charities that are going to benefit from these items that you turn in at the door. And that's our way of not just coming together to have a good time, but to give back to the communities in which we serve.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We've been visiting with Robert Bolton and Linda Thomas, talking about the Gospel Mix, which will be kicking off September 4, 2016. If you need additional information, 972-302-6253 or www.associatesentertainmentgroup.com. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Louis.
The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Andrea Granado. Our producers are Eddie Rosales and Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Louis Sines.